One in four people told the British Social Attitudes Survey they were happy with the health service last year. Poor access to GPs and long waits for treatment are the main issues. Shadow Local Government Minister John McMahon says it's overwhelmed.
The NHS is absolutely critical for society, but it's also critical for our economy as well. If people aren't healthy, if people aren't fit and active, NHS workers cannot work any harder than they are doing. You know, you see the frontline staff who are working all the hours that God sends like everybody else, but the system just isn't working.
Reviews found a murdered 10-month-old baby died from abuse when he should have been one of the most protected children in his area. Finlay Bowden had been returned to the care of his parents in Derbyshire just weeks before he died with 130 separate injuries in 2020. Here's our reporter, Fraser Maud.
This was at a time when COVID lockdowns were happening and COVID was used as an excuse by the family to avoid social service intervention. Face-to-face meetings didn't happen. On occasions when social workers went to the house, they were told that young Finlay had COVID or that he was ill.
Authorities in Baltimore say six missing people are now presumed dead after the collapse of a bridge in the city yesterday. Meanwhile, police officers who closed the bridge moments before it was hit by a cargo ship are being called heroes. It's understood the Home Secretary summoned church leaders for a meeting after the case of a chemical attacker. A vicar had supported an asylum claim by Abdul Azedi. Sport and Wales boss Rob Page says football's a cruel game after they missed out on Euro 2024 qualification. They lost to Poland on penalties in their playoff. And finally, an NHS doctor's urging people not to eat a whole Easter egg in one go, leading to backlash on social media. Dr. Andrew Kelso called for moderation, but one person's replied saying they're going to eat two now, while another wrote, "You're not my mum." That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
Phoenix FM.
You're not my mum, you can't tell me what to do.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's take a look at the weather as we move towards the Easter weekend. Now today, light rain and a fresh breeze. I'm sorry about that. You might get away with no rain till mid-afternoon, and then there's about a 90% chance and then it should die off towards the evening, but pretty cloudy, a little bit of sun coming through the clouds up until about 1 o'clock, and then it will cloud over. Thursday, you've got 11 degrees, gusty winds and rain on and off tomorrow. Friday, 13 degrees and drizzle and a moderate breeze. And as we move in to the weekend, again, light rain showers and a gentle breeze. There's about a 30% chance of rain on Saturday. So, fingers crossed.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yeah, so Easter eggs, eh? Easter eggs, don't eat a whole one. What was that? What was that? Let's do that again. No, just turn that off. That's not the right jingle. The jingle has disappeared from my... I normally play a bit of music, and it has disappeared from my... it's disappeared! I don't know where it is. That's really weird. Oh, dear. That's disappeared. It was there, and now it's gone. I must have been doing something yesterday and moved my jingle. I'll play this one. We'll start off the show with this one. I shall move it back. I've obviously been messing around doing stuff yesterday, but never mind. Oh, yes, I did. I was playing it to Scott Ross. Never mind. Got me for the next 3 hours. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of The Breakfast Show. How he gets up at 7 o'clock in the morning, I don't know. But I was up at seven, but I wasn't in work at seven, obviously. I was doing a little bit of tidying this morning, getting myself prepared. I'm always tidying, aren't I? I'm tidying, but nothing ever really gets done. Thanks very much to Claire, who's bought in some very plush coffee bags. I was like, I looked at him yesterday and I thought, who's brought those in? Oh, it's Claire. Very kind of you, Claire, thank you, who does the art show. And they're very nice. They're posh coffee bags. They'll be gone. I'll be having another one later. It's all kicking off at P. Diddy's house. So good I said it three times. Oh, they raided the LA mansion. They've left it in a riot mess. I'll be really up. The thing is, if you're searching for stuff, surely they should come back in and clean it up. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, just say they raided your house. I don't know how this works, right, because I've never had my house raided. But if they raided your house, the police, did they not come back in and get, like, a clean-up company to come put stuff back? It's a riot mess. I mean, it's all. I mean, it basically looks on, looks like my house looks at the moment. Oh dear. Britney Spears is on holiday, looking very good. She's got a great figure, Britney Spears, isn't she? She does a lot of that weird dancing about, though, all the time. Same dancing in front of the camera, which she's a little bit unsure of. But she seems to be having a great life. Alan Titchmarsh was censored over in Korea, North Korea, because his trousers were too hot to handle, apparently. And so they were blurred out. I think it might because he's wearing jeans and it's Western kind of values don't like it. I think over in North Korea they all have to have the same... There's a limited amount of hairstyles you can have. Mm. We don't realise how well we've got it over here, do we? You know, we're free. I mean, people say we're not free, but we are. You know, we are free. I've got my Tupperware box with me today. It's got a couple of biscuits, and one of them's broken, which I won't worry about. But, yeah, I'm going to have a little biscuit. I was so greedy yesterday. I mean, I had that sausage roll, which I told you about. And then my friend was down at the weekend. We got a cheese board, okay? I got her a cheese board because I thought she'd be able to, because she's had a gastric bypass thing. So she can only eat little bits of food. So I thought to myself, actually, I'll get a cheese board and some, you know, parma ham. And then she can have nibbly bits rather than trying to do a meal. And I said to her, do you want to take the cheese ball with you when you go home? She went, no, you keep it. And I said, no. I said, I probably won't eat it. I don't eat a lot of cheese. Yesterday afternoon, I ate a lot of cheese. Because I started on the brie and I went, oh, yeah, this is, oh, actually, this is really nice. And then I went on to the cheddar. Then I went on to the Stilton. And then I went on to the, not blueberry. It's a berry and berry cheese. It's lovely. And then I got out. I was so excited. I then got out the chili jam. I was having that on top with crackers. And I literally yesterday afternoon, I went couldn't move for the amount of cheese that I'd eaten because I don't normally. I have a bit of cheddar normally in the house, but I've and that's really for if I have like a bit of pasta or something. But I, you know, I didn't. I'll tell you what's a good. I did see actually the other day, which I haven't made for a long time, but it's basically a really cheap meal and it tastes amazing. And it's olive oil, garlic, and spaghetti. And there's not, I think maybe a little bit of parsley, but really don't need it. And that's it. And all you do is you chop up loads of garlic, like sliced garlic. You cook it a tiny bit in a bit of olive oil. And then you cook your spaghetti and you just pour that all over the top. And it's really. And it sounds like, oh, that's really nothing in it, but it's so nice. You don't overcook, obviously, the garlic, but it's just, it's really tasty. You've got a little bit of cheese over the top, even better, but it's oh, yeah. Very garlicky. Don't be kissing anyone after that. Mmm. Oh, Claire, this coffee's lovely. Now, I'm going to start the show off today with, I've got some new tracks coming up from Project Blackbird. Can't wait to play that on the show. But I'm going to play out, I think. Let me have a little look. I'll just tap in my into the screen and see if I can find the track. If I can't, I'll have to come back to it. Yeah, probably going to come back to it in a while. So we've got lots more music coming up. I can't find anything this morning. Everything's moved. So I'm going to play some music and drink my coffee, have a biscuit, and then I'll come back and we'll have more of a chat. I have got a question of the day. Let me have a little look. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, George Bone. Oh, hi, George. Nice to hear from you. I'll send him a message back in a second. Nice to see William Colony out with his dad doing some drumming. Now, yeah, we've got Project Blackbird coming up. We've also got Barbara with a Mind Fraulein. I love that one. And Summer Lee Carlson, plus loads of other tracks on the show today. And the question, did I do a question of the day? Oh, I don't know. Sometimes they work and sometimes don't. Oh, yeah. What's your favourite sci-fi film of all time? And if you hate sci-fi... Why are, you know, why are we related or friends? Because I don't understand people who don't like sci-fi. I was thinking yesterday, besides Jabba the Hutt, there are no big people in sci-fi movies. I always check the background of movies, see how many fat people are in them. Disney, not very many. The old Disney, probably now you get everybody. But, it, you know, I do look in the background and you think, on some of the sci-fi things, maybe everyone in the future is very thin. Who knows?
They saw what I saw. They would fall the way I fell. But they don't know what you want. And baby, I would never tell. If they knew what I know, they would never let you go. So guess what? I ain't never letting you go. 'Cause you're made for me.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could bring you? Glad your mama made you. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Oh, baby, you could blame you. Glad your mama made you. I'm selfish. In my car.
said goodbye. And now we lead our separate lives. But where am I? Where can I go?
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Now let's have some new music, shall we? Let's just do it. Now, I love getting tracks in, as you know, and I got this one in last week? It might have been last week. I really love her voice and I love the track as well. She is a singer-songwriter. Hopefully I'm going to be interviewing her in the next week or two. We can get that sorted out. But it is Summer Lee Carlson, and this track is called Sleepy Little Town, and I think it's absolutely stunning. Check her out online, Summer Lee Carlson.
Why am I in a sleepy little town when I don't want to be asleep? Painting stars on ceilings that crack to make them a little more dreamy. Shadows at night and hide my life in a wardrobe.
dizzy from your kisses. Will you take my hand and spin me round and round until the moment never ends?
Let's have some Donna Summer. Here she is, Hot Stuff. The late great Donna Summer, what a voice. Ever get a chance to have a look on YouTube? I think she's with he's a keyboard player and a pianist. He's written loads of songs, can't remember his name top of my head, but if you look for her live, she is amazing live singer, and she just did it so effortlessly, especially Last Dance. She does these notes and you're like, whoa. Sadly passed away in 2012, can you believe it? She was only 63 as well. Fantastic, just a fantastic performer, and as I said, I love watching her live videos. You should go and check them out online. Just give me up to 10:30. Good morning to Jonathan, who'll be listening. I think we might have some Project Blackbird coming up in a while. Let's check out some, what should we do first? Oh, let's do some events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you fancy some afternoon tea, on Tuesday the 2nd of April, Daily Bread Easter afternoon tea is going to be available at St Peter's Church, Clayton Way, Hutton. Between 2 and 4, adults pay £10, children pay £7. Booking is essential and you need to contact the Daily Bread for more details. But all the details are on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there is a remix of Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is Jamming the Fisher rework. You can hear more tunes like this with Tony Smith on Sunday lunch between 12 and 2.
another day. Don't need you to stay, no. I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a quick look on to the roads. Did you hear that noise? That's probably why I've been eating biscuits. It's got caught in the back of the throat. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. Heading down the A1023, you do have the roadworks on the B185 Kings Road at Hart Street. And so Wilson's Corner, a little bit busy there at the moment in all directions, but could be sheer weight of traffic. If you're heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got more or less a clear run right the way down, and also coming back through the Dartford Tunnel, which is always good, and going across the bridge. Up towards the M11, it's fine between Bentley and Fox Hatch on the A128. There are, I think the roads there is actually closed by the look of it, so there will be diversions in operation. And the A12 up towards Chelmsford has 41 hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16, and there will be some nighttime closures there as well, and a contraflow. Just make sure you keep your eyes peeled. Oh, who used to say that? Keep your eyes peeled. It sounds a bit painful, doesn't it, really? Don't like the sound of that, but I do like the sound of new music. This is a first play. It is Project Blackbird. They are back, and this is called Thank You for the Last Time. If you want to check out the bands, I always link them in my Instagram on Eat My Brunch and Facebook on Eat My Brunch, and you can find me across socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, love it, and Facebook. love that on first hearing. Love it. That is Project Blackbird. That's Thank You for the Last Time. Independent music at its best. Make sure you check it out. The pages for the artist. And if you give them a like, they will love you forever. A like is free on social media. Costs you nothing. And it brings much joy. 10:43. Let's do some ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
Here's Deacon Blue. That's What We Can Do. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix and 98 FM, here between 10 and 1 weekdays.
In your room last night when you were out, saw your ticket stubs, your unread books, your photographs, saw your rings and the things that you forgot about. Looked around at the mess I'd seen when you'd not left. I sat down on the floor and I realized I'm
radio because it's radio and it's local.
This is Reeling in the Years.
Think it's gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand.
Yeah, only discovered Steely Dan probably about 3 years ago. Terrible, isn't it? Well, that's what I mean. It was fresh to my ears. I was like, who is this? Haitian Divorce. I was obsessed. I still am with that song. I love it. That's them with Reading in the Ears. Haitian Divorce has to be my favourite. It was like, oh, it was on a playlist. And that's the good thing about playlists. Once you're listening to them and you get to hear music that you never heard before, it's so tempting, isn't it, to put on your old favourite album and have a listen to that. Oh, I'll be dreaming I can play guitar to this. Just having a look around for a fun story. A woman was dumbfounded after a plumber boyfriend steals her toilet after the breakup. A woman shared her disgruntled boyfriend said her dis- shared how her disgruntled boyfriend, it's easy for me to say, stole her toilet following their breakup, leaving her to run to a local shop every time she needed to go to the loo. She doesn't know whether to laugh or cry. But there we go. He put in the toilet and therefore he took it away. I suppose it's a bit mean, isn't it? But it depends on the breakup. I've seen a lovely pair of new trainers. I can't have any more. These are gorgeous. But they're from a brand that I know, and I used to wear them years ago. But the point is, they're very uncomfortable and they're very flat. But these ones are wedges, and I'm looking, I'm going, oh, I don't need any more shoes. I found a pair of shoes, and I went, oh, my God, I didn't even know I had them. And I've bought more or less an exact same pair as well. That's embarrassing. The thing is, when you're a little bit on the tubby side, you end up buying a lot more shoes because you can't normally get that. It's a lot better, actually, for clothing now for people over size 16. Never used to be, but it is now. But I find that I just buy loads of I buy loads of shoes, and I don't buy smart shoes. I buy trainers and things, which are not smart. So when I go out somewhere plush, I've got a decent pair of shoes to wear. I know it's terrible, but I do like the look of these, but they are quite expensive. I shouldn't really. No, I won't. Let's play some music. Here is Lewis Capaldi with Strangers.
We were strangers at the bar. They were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over. Came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place. That night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing too. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh, darling, it's strange cause you and I are strangers all over again. Hearts a mess and heads ablaze. The nights become a start to days. And I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here. Call you my friend. Oh, darling, it's strange cause you and I are strangers.
now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.